With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Two Democrats are running for their party's nomination in Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. That includes Calhoun, Barry, and Kent counties. Fred Wooden is one of the Democrats who is hoping to challenge Republican Congressman Justin Amash in November. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you would like to do if you get elected to Congress?
In such a short amount of time, that would be impossible. But the short answer is I'm currently the senior minister at Fountain Street Church in Grand Rapids, a long-established liberal church. And I myself am a Unitarian minister who served 4 other churches before coming here. And to quote Fannie Lou Hamer from many years ago, after the election, I found myself sick and tired of being sick and tired and said that you either had to be all the way in or all the way out. And after due thinking and much contemplation and advice getting, I said, well, how outlandish can I get? And I thought running for Congress was pretty outlandish, so I had to do it.
So give us some idea of top priorities. If you were to be elected, what would you want to work on from day one? What would be the thing that would be most important to you?
Well, in my several appearances, I tell people I have really 4 areas that I'm very committed to, not so much policy, but communities. And one of them is that just that. I am deeply committed to the well-being of our kids, to the health of our families, to the strength of our communities, and to the power of our democracy or the threats to it. So one of the things that continues to be important to me is how we need to be more assertive in our care for our kids. Children don't vote. They don't give money. And so they don't get what they need, I believe, altogether, and we treat them rather as political pawns. If it were up to me, no child in America would be ill-housed, ill-fed, ill-educated, or ill. And I know that sounds daunting, but the costs really aren't as high as we think they are, and the long-term costs for children who grow up without adequate nutrition, health care, housing, and education are calamitous for the country. So while I do care very much about questions of democracy and foreign policy, our true infrastructure are our young people, and I think we should be completely committed to their well-being. So that's at the top of my list.
So, I was going to jump in there, though, on child well-being. Why don't we focus for just a moment on education? What would you do in terms of federal education policy that you think would help children have better outcomes when they reach adulthood?
Well, there are 2 places where we can make an investment now, which is to say in the next 2 years or more. And I do mean an investment, meaning with the support of funds. That would be to support universal pre-K so that we don't have children arriving in kindergarten without the capacity to engage their education. And my wife, who has been an educator her whole life, has seen the great disparity between kids who enjoy the benefits of both good nutrition and health care and pre-K doing much better than those who arrive with less. So I think we have the wherewithal financially to make sure every child in America has truly quality pre-K experience that's also healthier for families as well. At the other end, a place where we can make a big impact right away would be around community college, which is a low-cost form of both preparation for a 4-year degree for those who want it and also preparation for careers that are really sustainable financially and economically. Community college is probably the best investment we can make for many of our young people and also for those who are retraining. Up here at Grand Rapids Community College, right across the street from my church, a year's tuition is $5,000, which is not much if you're going to Michigan State or certainly at the University of Michigan or for Western Michigan, for that matter. But it's still beyond the reach for many, and if we could make that tuition-free for everyone, we would make it possible for those who don't have the wherewithal to start a career, and those who want to go to a four-year degree only have to worry about the third and fourth years.
So how would you pay for community college basically being universal?
Believe it or not, it's not as expensive as you think. In fact, this is a proposal that comes out of many states. So my sense here is that this is a question of priorities, where we want to put our money. And this is a state question as well as a federal question. So my sense would be that we would be making that the priority. Perhaps if we spent a little bit more on that and pre-K and a little bit less on prison construction and prison maintenance and the unfortunate collusion, I believe, that exists between the private sector and private prisons, and the way that we are consigning education to being second in importance to our law enforcement structure, which I think is overwhelmingly inadequate to the future that we're trying to build. So this is a question of priorities, not a question of capacities.
You also mentioned that you wouldn't want to see children be ill, so that gets to health care. What's the best plan here for a health care system for the United States of America?
Well, ultimately, and I think this is something anyone will admit if they're not being quoted on radio, but I'm not in office, so I can afford to say this, we're going to end up with Medicare for All because the system we have is unsustainable financially and organizationally. The question is how, and how to move there in a way that does not completely disrupt our medical health care delivery system. And I would say the first thing we can do and should do, because it's also morally mandatory, is to put every child in America on Medicare, which is a basic health care system. I'm a Medicare-covered person myself. It doesn't cover everything, but it provides enough coverage that your basic health care needs can be met. And the cost of insuring every child in America is, in fact, one of the lowest costs we can engage because they are, on average, the healthiest part of our population.
Okay. I'm sorry. We are just about out of time. We're going to have to leave it there for now. It goes quick, doesn't it? Fred Wooden, thank you very much.
It does, all right. I appreciate getting a chance to get started, and I hope that folks will be engaged up here in the 3rd District, and I appreciate the time you've given me.
Fred Wooden is running for the Democratic nomination in the 3rd Congressional District. That includes Calhoun, Barry, and Kent counties.